How does AI even work? Where does creativity come from? What's the secret to living longer? TED Radio Hour explores the biggest questions with some of the world's greatest thinkers. They will surprise, challenge, and even change you. Listen to NPR's TED Radio Hour wherever you get your podcasts.
Good afternoon. I'm Alex Degman, and this is The Rundown. Happy New Year's Eve. This is our last episode of 2025, but we'll be back Friday, and we'll be back to our regular format. Today, let's talk about music. Some cities are known for country, others for rap or rock. But Chicago has always been an eclectic music town. Artists here borrow from the city's traditions of blues, jazz, and soul. This year's best local albums also blend genres. Some transcend them. Here are some staff picks from WBEZ's list of best Chicago albums of 2025.
Hi, I'm Selena Fergassi, a contributor for the Chicago Sun-Times and WBEZ. My favorite album this year is Natalie Bergman's My Home Is Not In This World. So Natalie Bergman has gone through a lot in her personal life, and it comes through in her music. Her debut solo album in 2021 called Mercy came after she lost her father and stepmother in a car accident and was processing all of that grief. What I love about her new album is that she finds the moment when the grief turns into joy. She became a mother, she became a wife in the span of her two albums, and it really comes through. Her life imitates art in this album. In particular, my favorite song is one called Changes, where you really get this evolution of how she found joy again in her life, and it builds up to this beautiful chorus where she's her most vulnerable. Album that totally gives me a vibe and amps me up in 2025 was Pixel Grip's Percepticide, The Death of Reality. The song I really love on this album is called Split. In fact, Trent Reznor loves this song so much, he invited the band to come meet with him backstage at the United Center. The whole album is very much dark wave, electropop, and goes back to the glory days of industrial in Chicago. So gym, workout, party, this is the album. Tell me that's going on, it's a big waste of time. I can't keep myself from racing back and forth across the line. Hey, I'm Morgan Sioka. I'm the digital producer for Vocalo. This year, I loved Mez, It's All Starting to Make Sense Now. I've been a big fan of Meh for a few years now. She's only been making music for 3 years, and this album is just incredible. Her voice has this really beautiful texture to it. Woke up this morning with your scent still on my pillow. And this whole album is really about self-discovery and self-love at the end of the day. It just scratches something in my brain that like feels so good. Like something about her voice and the instrumentals. Also her personal style. I featured her for Vocalo's series, Getting Dressed with Vocalo. She just has an amazing team behind her. She usually styles herself. She is just amazing, and I would highly, highly recommend this album. Another young artist who I've really, really loved this year is Kai Crusade. We actually had him into Vocalo twice this year. He performed at Lollapalooza. He was on tour with Saba for his European dates. And I am obsessed with his new album, Joint For You. He has a really distinct jazzy rap sound that I just love. I can't get enough of it, especially the song Beeper he released as a single before the album came out. I love the percussion in it, especially at the beginning. Like, it just fits his voice so well, and I'm so excited to see where he goes from here. My car still go against her. Blue rose explode, she dancing. White money on a black planet. Crusade, I take her mantle.
Little shiny just hit my line. Little baby just hit my line. Hi, my name is Nudia Hernandez, and I'm a host and producer over at Vocalo Radio. An album I really loved this year was Chance the Rapper's Starline. Link me in the future, or whatever, I'm
sure I'll be right here waiting on forever.
We waited a few years, kind of a long time to get it, but when we finally did, it did not disappoint. You had, you know, a lot of really hype Chicago songs. You had a lot of great Chicago artists and producers on the track. A song that really resonated with me off of the album is Link Me in the Future. It is one of the slower, more in your feels type songs, but I took it personally, my own rendition, and I really loved playing it over and over again.
Got sore from looking back, got tired of looking back, got tired and took a nap, got tired of looking back, got pride, I took it back, got tired of looking back.
Another album I really enjoyed came from another Chicago born and raised artist. This is Saba and No IDs from the private collection of Saba and No ID. And one of my favorite songs on this album was Head Wrap.
This is the county we all find. See my homie cut his dreads this time. I was growing my hair, but I never considered trying.
It had a lot of great artists I love on here, OG, Madison McFerrin, and it just gave those really cool vibes. The album had a way of feeling modern, but also nostalgic, and, you know, kind of took you back to those groovy 70s, 60s kind of vibes, but it felt very cool, very new, and it had that touch of Chicago you could hear when you listened to the album.
Used to braid my hair, but I had to cut them at the school. And it was Black Ran. I'm just a black.
Those were some of the standout selections from WBEZ's Best Chicago Albums of 2025 list. That list was curated by the producers of our sister station Vocalo and WBEZ Chicago Sun-Times contributor Selena Fergassi. To read the full story, visit WBEZ.org. Snow showers expected this afternoon and into this evening with temperatures in the mid-30s. Snow should end by around 8 or 9 with an inch or so of accumulation. Overnight, we'll see a low around 10 with wind chill values around 0. You can find the latest news whenever you want at WBEZ.org or on your radio at 91.5 FM. I'm Alex Dagman. Thanks for listening and Happy New Year.